This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Well, it's singular rather than plural this week. You've got the writer of Patriots Football Weekly, Eric Scalavino, keeping you company today.
That's the writer.
Exactly. Emphasis on the. Thank you, Doc. Doc behind the booth, the only one keeping me company in the studio today. Editor Paul Perillo and assistant editor Andy Hart are off on this Friday. Lucky them. And there are no transactions of which to speak this past week in Foxborough. However, there was some big news. We had Patriots OTA, organized team activity practice, on Wednesday. And to the shock of pretty much everybody on the planet who follows this team, Pro Bowl wide receiver Wes Welker was
a nice little player.
He was a nice little player. He was actually on the field with a practice jersey and a helmet, a brace on his knee, but he was running around taking part in drills, making some cuts, catching some passes, planting, running full speed, as full speed as he can at this point, just 4 months removed from major reconstructive knee surgery to that left knee that he unfortunately destroyed when he was in Houston on a pretty rough field back in early January in the regular season finale. But he was on the field practicing with the rest of his veteran and younger teammates on Wednesday for about the first 20 minutes or so, which was a more encouraging sign than any of us, I think it's fair to say, expected at this so soon a juncture after his surgery. It's not uncommon for people to recover from that type of injury that quickly, but in the NFL, it is quite the anomaly to see somebody come back and do what the kind of things that Wes was doing so soon after surgery. And because of that, I think you have to be encouraged, at least somewhat, that he's going to be ready more so for the regular season than we maybe originally thought when we first saw him go down in a heap down at Reliant Stadium. Now, to be fair, again, he was only involved with the first 20 minutes or so of practice, individual drills mostly, a couple of, you know, quarterback receiver drills against no defenders out there. He didn't take part in any of the teamwork, in other words, offense versus defense, scrimmage type, 7-on-7 drill settings. After those first 20 minutes or so, he went into the Dana-Farber Fieldhouse, the indoor practice facility, probably to do a little bit more rehab or individual work with some of the medical staff, beyond the eyes of the reporters, including myself, who were in attendance. So we don't know exactly what went on in there, but towards the end of practice, he came back out, had the brace off, was walking back inside, didn't talk to reporters this week, but he's talked pretty recently, I think most recently at his youth football camp in Braintree. And, you know, we saw him at the Celtics game on the video monitor. He was on the sidelines there a week or so ago doing some jogging in place. And the extension of that is what we saw on Wednesday. He was out there running around. And this has an effect, I think, on the dynamic of the roster as it plays out through training camp and come the regular season.
If you guys want to get a treat, you should go to the horse track and watch Wes Welker jockey.
I don't think we're going to be seeing Wes jockey, but thanks for chiming in there, Matt Castle, all the way out there in Kansas City. I know you still have
Welker's your favorite player.
He's up there, I think. He's up there. I don't know if I'd say absolute favorite, but
okay.
Well, maybe he's Bills. Okay. But again, as I was saying, I think this does alter the dynamic of the competition at wide receiver come training camp, because I don't think I didn't expect Wes to be out on the field till realistically towards the end of August, beginning of September. I totally expected him to be on the PUP, and he still might end up going on the PUP.
Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. I think it was fair to expect that he would be placed on PUP, and he still might, but now that I've seen what I've seen this week, I'm a little bit more encouraged. I think he's going to be able to take part in at least portions of training camp, and I think there's a legitimate chance that he doesn't wind up on PUP, that he actually makes the active roster, the 53-man at the end of training camp, and is ready to go either week one, maybe week two. But I think we'll be seeing more of Wes Welker, barring any you know, unforeseen setbacks as he continues in his rehab. But I think it's plausible to expect that he might be ready for potentially a full season. Now, what, you know, to what extent he's fully recovered from that injury and he's able to do the kind of things we saw him do the last couple of years as a Patriot remains to be seen, obviously. But the fact that we saw him at all this week when none of us expected to, I think, is the biggest news and encouraging news. And, in fact, it's the subject of this week's debate Friday, if I can do a little bit of crossover. Since there's no one here to debate with me, I decided to let the fans do all the debating and discussion amongst themselves. We're in a few minutes now. It's a little before noontime here in Foxborough, but by this afternoon you'll be able to go on Patriots.com and cast your vote and tell us when you think, based on what you've seen and read and heard about Wes Welker this week, when you expect that you'll see him back in game conditions for the Patriots. Do you think it'll be week one? Do you think he'll be on after a few games? Do you think he'll be on PUP and be back in midseason?
8.
All right, Bill. Well, it's still pretty early, but you can vote later on Patriots.com 8. If you so choose. You can vote later, I said, on Patriots.com, along with the other fans. So,
what, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. That's what's going to happen later on this afternoon. So just be patient. It'll be there. So I think I've said about all I can say about Wes Welker for today. But other quick notes from training camp, from OTA practice, I should say. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm too excited about training camp after what I saw. Some notable players who weren't there: Logan Mankins, as expected, still angling for his new contract. But the interesting twist of that was in his stead at left guard, they moved, at least for most of that Wednesday practice that we were allowed to see, last year's and previous year's starting right tackle, Nick Kazier, moved over to that left guard slot. Matt Light was still the fixture at left tackle. Sebastian Vollmer was at right tackle in his place. Kind of an interesting twist. It didn't really occur to any of us that they would do that. We expected maybe backup like Dan Connolly or Rich Ornberger or somebody along those lines to fill in at Mankin's spot with the group that we normally see out there with Tom Brady. But it was Nick Kazier, which adds an unexpected element to the whole competition. If Mankins doesn't show up for the... And I should say that these OTA practices up to this point have been voluntary. The mandatory practices start the middle of June with minicamp, so it'll be interesting to see if Mankins shows up for those. That'll give us a little bit more of an indication of how serious he is about playing out this whole contract squabble with the team at the moment. But if he's not, will we see more of Nick Kazier at left guard? Will we see somebody else? Was it just an experiment for that day to see how Kazier did? Don't know. Remains to be seen, but it's an interesting twist and one that I don't think any of us really saw coming. So that'll be something we'll be looking forward to in the weeks ahead. Also not in attendance at the OTA on Wednesday was defensive lineman Ty Warren, who...
Unexcused.
He was excused, Bill. He's been at home in Texas working towards his college degree from Texas A&M, and he should be back for the mandatory minicamp in mid-June.
No, college.
No, actually, she doesn't, but thanks for chiming in. So Ty Warren, not there, but don't worry. He should be back for minicamp in the middle of June. Rookie Taylor Price, he wasn't there, but we've gone through that on PFW in Progress about the odd NFL rule about your graduating class having to have finished their exams and graduation and all that before you can report to your team. And that, you know, Taylor Price's Ohio school works under the quarter system, so he's not technically allowed to report until later this month. He should be back for mandatory minicamp in about 10 days or so. So we'll expect to see him. Cade Weston, rookie defensive lineman, seventh round pick, also not in attendance at the OTA on Wednesday. Not exactly sure what his situation was, but that's pretty much the news of the week. Pretty big news, pretty encouraging news, at least on Welker's side. Not so much on the Mankin side, but we'll still be keeping an eye on any progress that may or may not be made. And again, the next milestone we'll look for is minicamp in mid-June. But until then, we'll hope that the Patriots make some roster moves between now and next week so that we can have something else to talk about. But If they don't, we'll still have two sessions of OTAs on Monday the 7th and next Thursday the 10th to talk about next Friday on this Roster Report podcast. And we'll be looking forward to seeing if Wes Welker returns to the practice field on those 2 days as well. In the meantime, I am all by myself, but I hope I've kept you company for at least the last 10 minutes or so and have raised your spirits with what we have to talk about with Wes Welker. Again, go to Patriots.com this afternoon. Vote in this week's Debate Friday about Wes Welker, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.